21-0, Mustangs have the lead. It is first down and 10 for the Mustangs at the Thunder 25. Thunder showing a blitz up the middle. Powell gets the snap. Zone read, gives to Wilcox, sweep left, following a cadre of blockers across the 20, across the 15, stiff summer man outside the numbers, to the 5, and into the green end zone in front of the front left pylon for a Mustang score.
Caden Wilcox with the touchdown.
Caden Wilcox runs it in on a sweep left, and the Mustangs have a 27-0 lead in Gillette. The Thunder Basin Bolts fell Friday night to number 5 Natrona, 28-14 in Gillette. Thunder Basin's potent offense was held scoreless until the fourth quarter. In the aftermath, Natrona is now 5-3, and Thunder Basin is 6-2, as the Bolts had its 5-game win streak snapped. Now, depending on what happens this Friday night against second-ranked Sheridan, Thunder Basin could be anywhere from a 2-seed in the postseason to a 5-seed. Thunder Basin plays Sheridan in Thunder Basin Stadium Friday night. How about News Radio 107.5 FM and online at BasinsRadio.com on the KIML stream.
Askins is in the pistol formation with Kuhn to his left. Two receivers on each side. Takes the snap, fakes the handoff, drops back for the pass, has a man open. It is caught at the 13-yard line. He turns it up to the right side, has the angle, and he is in for a touchdown. So the Sheridan Bronx now lead over Campbell County 13-0.
Yeah, the Camels defense.
It was the Camels and Bronx from Camel Stadium. I'm Chris Brinto with your sports. The Campbell County Camel football team was taken down by second-ranked Sheridan 38-7. In the aftermath, Sheridan is 7-1 and Campbell County is now 3-5. The Camels have a huge matchup at Kelly Walsh and Casper Friday night. If the Camels win, they'll be a 6-seed in the playoffs. A loss makes Campbell County a 7-seed. Friday night at Kelly Walsh, the action is set for 6 on 97.3 Camel FM and online at BasinsRadio.com on the Camel stream.